questions. Secretary Schultz is going back to the United States, and the Vice President is departing for Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you. Secretary Schultz and Ambassador Hartman, ladies and gentlemen, we leave Moscow tonight having expressed to the peoples of the Soviet Union the condolences of the American people and President Reagan on the death of President Leonid Ilyich Brezhnev. I conveyed those same condolences and our personal respects to Mrs. Brezhnev last evening. I want to thank both Soviet and U.S. officials for all their efforts, kindness, and hospitality on our behalf during this national period of mourning. This afternoon, Secretary Schultz, Ambassador Hartman, and I met with General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Yuri Andropov, and Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko. At the meeting, the Soviets expressed appreciation for our presence and our expression of condolences. The meeting was frank, cordial, and substantive. It gave both sides the opportunity to exchange views on the state of our relations. When I arrived yesterday, I said that we had come in a spirit of seriousness and hope to declare to the Soviet leaders, to the Soviet people, and to the world that the United States is devoted to the pursuit of peace and a reduction of global tensions. We reaffirm today, as we leave Moscow, the spirit of President Reagan's letter to First Deputy Chairman Kuznetsov of last Friday when he wrote, "I would like to convey through you to the Soviet government and people the strong desire of the United States to work toward an improved relationship with the Soviet Union. This is our purpose and our policy. As we leave Moscow, we are well aware of the difficult problems that confront us. The challenges, while enormous, are far from insurmountable. The new leaders of the Soviet Union know that the United States, based on its strength and continuity of policy, is ready, as President Reagan stated, to conduct relations with the aim of expanding the areas where our two nations can cooperate to mutual advantage. Human rights, arms reductions, peaceful solution to regional problems, in short, peace and freedom for all nations are the goals we seek. It is to these goals that we must dedicate ourselves, and the achievement of these aims is the challenge our two great nations face. This is the message we brought to the Soviet peoples and their leaders. We are hopeful that the Soviet leaders approach our common responsibilities in the same spirit. We in the United States will do our part to achieve the kind of constructive relations that can indeed move the world toward peace and prosperity. And in conclusion, I can only tell you that the hospitality and the arrangements and all of the things that go with complicated visits of this nature were handled with the utmost courtesy. And again, I express my appreciation to all Soviet officials involved in those arrangements. Thank you all very much.